Awesome.
All right, Gina, go ahead.
Okay, great. I'm so happy you are all here. I'm serious when I have when I say I've been waiting for months for this call. I have. The very first moment I met our guest today, I said, I need you to talk to my people. And you're going to fall in love with her just like I did. So if you're in the right place, if you have come to listen to Transform Your Boring Bio from Wallpaper to Wow to Attract Clients Now. So Get Known to Get Paid mentor Nancy Jutton is with us today. She's a storyteller. She's amazing with words. You will see instantly. You're going to, like I said, you will fall in love with her. She's an engaging workshop leader and creator of proven road-tested tools that show business owners how to get seen, get heard, be celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. And thousands of coaches and consultants, solopreneurs, speakers, infopreneurs, and aspiring and thriving authors around the world attract clients, speaking gigs, and media attention now as a direct result of lessons she shares to support their success. And she's had great success offering encouraging proof that somewhat introverted messengers on missions for good can make big impact in the marketplace if they just step out from behind the curtain to speak their truth and really share their own brand of wow right now. So everybody, Nancy's followers and fans and clients describe her as self-esteem in a can. She sprays it in all the fabulous things that about you that you had forgotten or didn't think were important are in the air for everyone to see. And you feel better. Potential clients find you more appealing. And you look and sound like a professional just like that. She's your champion for authentic visibility. Yay, Nancy, I'm so happy you're with us.
Well, and I'm so happy to be here. It's just such a wonderful time to be talking about transforming your boring bio into something that attracts clients, because right about now, folks are looking at that shiny, bright new year that's coming quickly, and they're thinking, what is the missing piece that's standing in the way of them actually getting known and getting paid for their winning ways? And I hope to provide some relief for that by starting with where their bio is right now and making it better, hopefully right here on the spot.
Okay, cool. Yay! So why do you think that everybody struggles with not only they can't even tell their own story, let alone writing it an even harder proposition. Why do you think that people get so stuck when they think, what's my story?
Well, one of the most important things that I've noticed over the last 4 years is that there's a great many people out there that are struggling with some form of career reinvention. It's a reinvention convention going on worldwide where whatever people used to be doing isn't what they are doing right now. So they're having trouble bridging their past to their present and saying what they're about in a way that actually gets people to say that they're actually interested. You know, do you find that when you talk with your clients? Do they find that some of your folks are having that trouble too?
I think, yeah, when you said it, I thought, oh my gosh, I've talked to people this week who are going through that.
If you haven't totally stepped into your brilliance because you're somewhere along the path of reinvention, what happens is your whole body just locks up. You don't feel confident describing what you do and who you do it for and why it matters because you're still in some stage of creating what that is. And so the temptation is for people just to stay alone in their room or to stumble and bumble along and to have some of these kinds of experiences, which don't exactly make you want to stand up and shout. And so one of the biggest mistakes people make, I think, is not getting real clarity about what they're really here to do and who they're here to do it for. Because if you could actually get in the place of being able to say that to folks so that they were excited about it, then you'd have one of those conversations that led into, well, tell me more about that because that sounds like exactly what it is that I need. But if you don't have that level of clarity, you're really stuck at the front door. Don't you think?
Yes.
I think there's another issue that happens for folks, especially, you know, in my introduction you said somewhat introverted spotlight seekers rely on me. Somewhat introverted folks, and I consider myself a somewhat introverted spotlight seeker, we have perfectionist disease.
Mm.
We may not necessarily want to call attention to ourselves. It may be the work that matters more than who we are. So we have some kind of multiple, you know, desire to serve lots of people but not serve ourselves. I guess you call it being uncomfortable with shameless self-promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are stuck there, they just can't sparkle. And they can't really say it in a way that feels comfortable for them, because us introverted folks, we don't like to boast or brag. We like to say things that are coming from a deep place of service and contribution. But finding a way to say that in a way that actually gets people to say, I want to know more, that's a skill. And that's what we're going to talk about today, you know, learning how to say that in a way that actually feels good to you so you can journey forward in a profitable, confident manner. And isn't that a gift we can give to the world today, you know?
Awesome. Yeah.
So why don't I share just a couple things that I absolutely want to cover today so everybody knows the lay of the land, because this is going to be kind of cool. Does that sound good?
Yes, please.
Now, I know this isn't easy, but I have a 5-step system that makes it a whole lot faster and easier. And if I could show you that in the short time we have, I think you'd all be better off. And that's what we're going to do. I am going to talk about some missteps that you can avoid, and I'm going to talk about what can happen when you get it right. And even during today's call, I would love to make over a couple of bios for people who are brave enough to raise their hand. I will actually go to your website. I will look at your story. We'll have a chat right here and now during this call, so that you can see what kind of transformation I can make happen in real time, so that you can feel absolutely delighted that you made time to be part of this experience. Does that sound pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
So I love when people actually come to these calls and get help, because what I've noticed in my work with folks around the country is people will say to me, Nancy, I've worked on this. I think it's pretty good, but will you take a look and let me know if it's any good? Well, this is your golden moment. That's what we're going to do today. So you probably are wondering, you know, why Nancy? You know, who's Nancy, right?
Yeah, who are you, this woman that's good with words?
Well, I am good with words, but, you know, for the longest time, I was a publicist, like the Wizard of Oz, standing behind all these powerful people, making them look big in the media. And that's what a somewhat introverted spotlight seeker does, is they stand behind other powerful people. When I Googled my name to find out who I was, Google told me that I ran 10K races really slowly. That was the very first thing that came up. And right about that time, I was thinking to myself, what if I wasn't standing behind other powerful people but was getting known and getting paid for my own expert status? What kind of a difference could I make in the world and for other people if I could just step into that? So Google tells me that I'm really nobody, and I was pretty discouraged. But then I thought to myself, and everyone who's on this call can say the same thing, if nobody knows who you are, nobody can find you. But if you could actually get known for your expert status, the world would be the path to your door. And I made the decision that I wanted it bad enough to make it happen. And so I'm asking you if you want it bad enough to make it happen. Because I'm a publicist and because I know how to get known and I know how to put people in the spotlight, I turned the spotlight on myself and started building my own brand and reputation. And pretty soon, I was interviewed on NPR, ABC, I have my own YouTube channel, you know, CNBC, all these media outlets were talking to me about how to get known to get paid. And when I put this picture of me in the hot pink coat with all those logos on my Facebook page, it was like a cause for celebration, because all of a sudden, everyone who had prior been following me took a look at me in a whole new way and said, you're really kind of famous, aren't you? And I said, well, yeah, I guess I am, and that's why you can trust me to help you to do it too. And that's really the most important thing that I want to have happen today, is that you can do this too. If you can learn to describe your particular brand of wow so you are excited about it and your ideal clients are too, then you can get known and get paid for your expert status, and you can make it happen by taking one step at a time. You don't end up running a 10K race just by walking out the door and making it happen. You do have to train a little bit and put in some mileage, you know?
Yeah. So when people are starting, I mean, I'm already thinking everybody's probably nodding their head, yes, I want this. I want what she's got. But then they sit down in front of the computer and they go, what do I say? Like, what do they need to think about before they even start this process?
Well, the number one thing you need to think about is, what is your story? And I'm going to just talk about a couple of these questions I want you to be able to answer. Who are you? Why does it matter? Who do you serve? In what ways do you serve these people? What impact do you make? What sets you apart from everyone else out there that does this thing that you do? And this is a really important piece, especially if you're trying to get paid, is how do clients engage with you so that they absolutely want to whip out their wallet to invest wisely to get the benefit? These all seem like such simple questions, and since I come from a background of journalism where it's all about who, what, where, when, why, and how, that's the way my brain operates. But I realize that this is sort of not the way everybody else thinks, and they look at that blank sheet of paper and they just have anxiety, and they figure they have to tell them everything that they've ever done in their life and go on for pages and pages and pages, and they forget the most important thing that they need to think about, and that is, what do you want your story to do for you right now? What do you want it to do? So it could be that, do you want it to attract clients? What do your clients want, Gina? Just curious, because I want to focus this on what they want, what you hear the most often.
Well, you know, when you were talking about what they should consider before they even begin, and the one question that stood out that I'm thinking that they're all thinking in their head is, oh, my God, I don't know. How do you stand out from other people? I think that's a really rough spot. They're like, oh, my gosh, I just want to know how I do stand out. Why would someone buy from me over the same person next door who, you know, charges the same? It looks like we do the same thing, but I know that we don't do the same thing because I do, you know, people don't see their own gifts as shiny and bright as we do from the outside looking in.
Well, then, you know, I know you and I know Jeffrey Van Dyke of the Spiritual Marketing Quest, and he's really brilliant, but I heard him say something that really hit me squarely between the eyes, and it's been really helpful in my work with clients, and I hope it's very useful for your people too. He said that out of our greatest pain in life calls forth our greatest gift to share.
Mm.
And there may be other coaches that do that thing that you do, but nobody has that particular story about why that's the path that they've chosen. And I'm going to use my own self as an example just to reveal something really authentic and true for my own life. And that's been very instructive in my business. There are lots of publicists in the world that help people to get known, to get paid. I know it. What sets me apart is that I grew up in a family where my father was an actor who always needed to be center stage. Mm. So I grew up fading into the wallpaper and feeling really uncomfortable about it because I knew that there was more for me to share, but I never felt seen or heard. So at a very visceral level, I realized that I could help other people trumpet their gifts because I have no ego involved in that. But I totally appreciate what it is to be unseen and unheard, and I can take on that challenge for others in a way that they could never take it on for themselves. And I can help them step into it in a way that no other publicist on the planet can, because I know what it is to be unseen and unheard, and I know how painful it can be not to get your message out, because I grew up in that kind of scenario. When I first started talking about that, I was really uncomfortable because it seemed really, really raw to be able to tell people that I had this pain. Mm-hmm. But now I talk about it because, you know, for somewhat introverted spotlight seekers, they're not necessarily microphone hogs. They don't want to be center stage, but they've got something important to do and they want to get on with doing it. And if you can learn to speak your own truth in a way that actually resonates with the people you're here to help, you can really get to that place of know, like, trust, and commitment a lot faster. Another fellow I was working with is an attorney, an estate planning attorney. He helps families mediate epic estate battles. And I said to him, you could have practiced any kind of law in the world. Why did you choose this? And he said, you know, Nancy, I'm really glad you asked me that question, because here I was in my early 20s graduating from law school, and within a week of graduation, my sister, her husband, and their infant were all diagnosed HIV positive. Mm. He said, at the very beginning of my life, I was faced with the most profound loss I could have ever imagined, and I learned to speak about the unspeakable in terms that people could actually understand and navigate this difficult journey and still manage to salvage important relationships while there were still time. He says, I've been doing that my whole life. Nobody understands how important or profound the journey than someone who's traveled it themselves. So he started sharing that story, and all of a sudden people just started flocking to him. O'GradyLaw.com, by the way, is where you can go to find about him. But what your story is, you know, you probably woke up at 9 years old thinking that you were supposed to be doing that, and now that you're still doing it? I'm curious. You're a coach, Masterpiece Coach. What's your story? How did you find your path to helping people to create unlimited wealth and a positive attitude? Was there one particular moment in your life where this became crystal clear?
I think what comes up in my mind when you say that, there was a moment when I think I was 20, and my boyfriend at the time said, Gina, do you like yourself? Do you like your life? And I said, yeah, I do. And then about a few months after that, we went to this personal and professional growth seminar, and I learned about all these things that I was settling for, and I thought, man, I didn't even know I was settling. I thought everything was peachy, you know, Peach King. And I thought, wow, there's so much more I want in life. I didn't even know it was available to me. I didn't even think to ask for more.
Mm.
And after that, I started coaching. And then I found the Coaches Training Institute. And then, of course, you know, I became a coach. But then I still suffered. I still, you know, I got really caught in the trap of, you know, trying to achieve. And working hard and getting nowhere fast. And I went in a downward spiral. And I think that really gave me my crystal clear message of, oh, my gosh, I don't want anybody else to do what I was doing because I was going nuts. And it was all self-imposed in my own house trying to achieve and not getting anywhere fast and feeling like I was behind, even though I was doing all that I thought I was supposed to do to move my company forward, and yet I still wasn't making very much money, and even when I did, I couldn't enjoy it because I was afraid I would lose it all.
So isn't it true then that out of your deepest pain calls forth your greatest gift to share, because you are two or three or five steps ahead of clients who have been in the same boat, who want a guide that can show them to the promised land, and they can trust you to show them the way because you've been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
I agree wholeheartedly, yes.
See, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So these questions about, you know, why you do what you do, you know, one of my clients is a color expert, and she's graduated from all the color institutes, and she knows all the different shades of gray and red and pink, and she can see them with a level of clarity that is uncanny. And I said to her, how did you know that this was going to be your path in life? And not every story is deep and dark and, you know, full of pain. But she said, when I was 9 years old, my parents gave me a box of Crayola 64 crayons, and even then I knew that wasn't enough.
Wow, that's awesome.
So sometimes if you can say something so conversational and fun that makes people wink and grin, how many people out there cannot figure out the color red that they should paint their front door because they can't figure out how much blue is in it or how much pink is in it? Well, if they need the perfect definitive answer, she's your gal. You know, she's your gal. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, these are the kinds of examples of, you know, memorable, remarkable, and repeatable stories that people can remember about you that will actually help you stand out from the crowd. I know there's so many authors, speakers, and coaches in the world. Do you have a lot of authors and speakers and coaches that work in your tribe, Gina?
I do, yep.
Does it ever happen that when people are introduced, they say, I'm an author, speaker, coach? Do people do that?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know what I think when people say that? I think bread, eggs, and milk. I think I'm heading to the grocery store to pick up some author, speaker, coach. There is nothing, that is a generic label to describe these various things that you do, but there is no wow attached to any of it. So if you're listening to this call and you have author, speaker, coach on your website, please revisit that and put some adjectives around what kind of a speaker, author, coach you are. Put some adjectives around it. Are you engaging? Are you life-changing? Are you funny, irreverent, a different kind of coach? What is it about you that makes you different from everyone else? And don't just give yourself a generic label, because not only is a generic label not particularly memorable, but generic brands don't typically command premium prices. And isn't part of what we're trying to do is to have fun and make money, and one without the other isn't good enough? So don't call yourself something generic if you can call yourself something specific. I am your business bio expert and your get known to get paid mentor. Immediately you know what my expertise is, and hopefully you know what the outcome might be for you if we were to help each other, you know, along your path. So don't be generic. Be specific, because specific carries a premium and it puts a light around you and your expertise that people are willing to invest into to get the benefit. So since we want to, let's just say we want to attract clients. Shall we dig into this five-step system so we can help people do it?
Please, please.
The number one thing I want you all to do is to make your story relevant to the results that you seek. So if you've done a million kinds of things throughout your life, put them through the filter of how does this particular accomplishment, award, achievement, or experience relate to your ability to deliver wow for your client today. If it's just interesting things that you've done, but it is not relevant to how you're helping people today, I want you to leave it on the cutting room floor. Because we are all ADD. We need to get to the meat of the matter quickly, and I only want you to showcase the most relevant information to support the outcome that you want. So what I'm going to do now is sort of walk you through this five-step system, and if the slides are a little difficult to see, don't worry, I'm going to elaborate. There are five steps. You want to decide what you need right now, and for the purposes of this discussion, let's say it's a client-attracting bio. Once you know that clean sheet of paper, everything you put there has to relate to serving that purpose. Then you want to ask yourself, I'm just going to go to the next slide because it's easier to see, is who, reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. Who is your ideal client? What stunning results do you bring about? And what sets you apart? So, for example, I was talking to someone named Elizabeth Venturini, and she is a college and career results expert who helps college-bound teens make the right major choice and right university choice so they can have a career that will pay off for a lifetime. That's a really nice outcome. One of the things that she was struggling with is she was going after the teens as her ideal client. That was a big mistake, because the teen doesn't have the money to pay for the service. The high-achieving, anxious baby boomer parent is her ideal client because they're worried about not being able to fund their retirement to pay for the kid's college when the kid doesn't even know what he wants to do when he grows up. So when she changed her focus to the right ideal client, all of a sudden more conversations started and more good things started happening in her business. So you really have to ask yourself, who is your client, and make sure you're reaching out to the right person. And then you want to talk about the results that you bring about. So if do you have authors, for example, in your community, Gina?
I do, yes.
And who is most well represented in your community?
What do you mean?
You like, you know, authors, speakers, coaches, service providers? I mean, who do you?
Yeah, like coaches, healers, energy workers, like that type of, like, helping profession.
Okay. So sometimes what folks will say is, I help you step into your power. Have you heard that?
Yes.
And does that ever make you want to whip out your wallet?
No, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I've probably said that a million times, too.
Well, and I hear it a lot, too, and I'm not trying to be, you know, harsh or anything like that. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that stepping into the power is a really neat idea. But where the real magic happens is what next happens for people when they do that. If you finally stepped into your power to exit a toxic relationship or leave behind an unsatisfying career to step into your true calling or move to a new city that was on your bucket list for 20 years and you're not going to be living your bucket list in regret but in joy, these are some really neat things that people actually want. Stepping into your power is really the preliminary thing that happens before you get to the real good stuff. So when you're thinking about your results, think about what really happens for people because they did that. Many of my clients are alternative healers, and they'll say, well, I'm going to help you get off of, what is the word for pharmaceuticals? Get off the drugs and heal naturally. But what she had on her website was some clinical term for pharmacology, or she used some word that was like I needed to reach for my dictionary to figure out what it was. And I said, I'm a fairly bright gal. I love words, but I don't know what that means. And I said, are you really saying that you're helping people wean themselves off the drugs and to heal themselves naturally and for a lifetime? She said, yeah, that's what I do. I said, well, why don't we just use plain spoken language to speak about that? Because that will help people want it, right?
Yep.
So once you've figured out your ideal client and what sets you apart, then you want to start proving your value and impact. And how you can do this is to share your credentials, your experience, your awards, your accomplishments, or your testimonials, which I'm a huge fan of. I was speaking with someone earlier today who is actually in a state of reinvention intervention, and she doesn't have any clients yet, and she's really wondering how she can prove her value and her impact. And I said, well, if you're in some stage of reinvention intervention, you absolutely have to do some pro bono work to prove that this really works and that people are happy. Because if you're trying to compel people to invest in services, they need to know that you're the real thing. And just making bold claims without providing any proof is not a real fast path to get to the cash. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a sassy soundbite, like ignore this woman's talent to your own peril, if that shows up as a sassy soundbite at the top of the page about what clients say about you, they're going to say, boy, that's a sassy soundbite. I want to know what else they're saying about you. And if they read four or five comments that say, totally changed my life for the better, the best money I ever spent in changing my life. If you have lots of comments like that, it makes the resistance for people to say yes a whole lot less, which means they're that much closer to actually engaging, and isn't that a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
So once you've done that, you want to add some personality. And you, Gina, are a perfect example. You are so full of personality, and I think that your personality is like this golden halo that attracts perfect people to your care, because if people don't love your energy and the way you show up, what choice are they going to make? They're going to go somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my experience of you is that you're slightly irreverent and straight-talking and a lot of fun. Am I getting that right?
I think so, yes. So when I hope that's the way people perceive me.
And, you know, working hard in your business is one approach, but working hard and having fun and making huge impact through your work, now that's really a legacy that's alive today with every move you make. Which, oh, by the way, you could say.
Yeah.
Once you've added your personality, then I want you to prepare your right-sized stories. And people always ask me about this. What do you mean? What do you mean? And what I mean by that is if you're really wanting to get known as an expert in your field, you just don't want to be preaching to the choir. You want to have a much bigger audience of people who can't wait to hear what next you have to say. And that means that you could be invited to do a telecall like this, and your host will be asking you, how will we be introducing you for this call? And you need to have a prepared statement that person can read that sets the stage for you to wow the house. If you don't have that, you can trip and not make a good name for yourself with the very first word that you speak. If you're going to be on the radio, they need a couple of sentences to introduce you. If you're going to be writing a book, you need something for your book jacket that makes people want to pick up the book and go to the checkout stand. Everyone knows that the most powerful parts of any book are the front cover, the title, and the back cover, and the table of contents. And if those pieces don't meet the mark, nobody's buying. So you need to make sure that what you're saying is absolutely relevant to what it is you want people to do. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to go over to the Q&A and see if there's anybody there that wants me to ask a question. I don't have any questions there. Let's go over here and see. Based on what we've covered so far, Gina, what's coming up for you in terms of what we've learned and how useful it can be?
Oh, I think it's awesome, and I think that it drives me crazy, especially this number five, the fifth point, which is prepare your right-sized stories, just because I know a lot of times I'm promoting people, and they don't have their stuff together, and we don't have time to, you know, be editing and doing all this. So it is, really is important to know you need several different bios, because there's all these different things that you're going to be playing with, and if you can have them prepared, it makes you look so professional, and it's helpful to everybody. I mean, not just getting the sales, but it's like if we chop stuff on your behalf, you may not like what we chop.
Absolutely, you know? And you know, sometimes less can be more. I'll give you an example of something fairly compelling. People always say to me, why is this so important, Nancy? Why should I care about this? What if your three-page bio that had everything that was ever you'd ever done in your life was summarized into one compelling page of text so that you could get a five-figure speaking gig within 2 weeks? Would that be a good outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that actually happened for one of my clients, James Donaldson, who had 42 pages of everything he'd ever done in his life. And I said to him, are you open to some upgrades, James? He said, sure. I said, what do you want to have happen as a direct result of people reading this? He said, I want to be routinely booked and a well-compensated speaker talking to my ideal audience. I said, okay, who's your ideal audience? And he told me. I said, what are your three compelling speaking topics? And what did people learn as a direct result of you giving that presentation? And what have people said about your amazing presentations? And let me get a little bit of your background so we can seal this with a big, beautiful red bow. And I turned his many pages of rambling into one powerful page of text that got him a five-figure gig within weeks. Another client just wrote to me yesterday. She says, before I participated in Nancy's bye-bye boring bio call, I didn't even have a bio I was comfortable using. Within a day, I wrote a bio targeted to other professionals who are my potential strategic partners. All of my leads to meaningful strategic alliances have resulted from this one bio I wrote all by myself using Nancy's guidelines. One professional was willing to send this bio to 35 other people. She liked it so much. She says, now I have been invited to speak to two separate audiences, one professional and one mixed, with potential alliances as well as clients. This bio that I followed, that I created with Nancy's advice, has opened the door to gaining validation by well-established professionals who know the same client base I'm seeking and are happily endorsing me. I'm so grateful that someone showed me how to do this step by step in an authentic way, so that I could actually get out there and get known. So these kinds of love notes are coming to me every day, and you know, it's not just what I teach people, it's what happens in my own house. My husband is a financial planner, and people who are financial planners don't always like to use words. They like to, you know, do the math. And one of his financial planners that he hired on September 4th, he said to her, you have to write a bio so we can put it on the website. And everybody has this collective groan, like, oh, God, don't make me do it. And that's exactly what she did. And he said, take this client-attracting bio template number 3 and fill out the blanks with your information, with the idea that the objective you want to achieve is that you want to attract a client now. And she said, okay, I'll go kicking and screaming. So she goes back to her office and she figures this out and she submits this to me, because I'm part of the business too. And I said, you know, Steve, this is actually pretty good. I really don't have anything to add. I think she really nailed it. Well, the proof was in the pudding, because on September 4th, this website went on to add this person's bio. By 2 weeks later, someone landed on the website, saw her bio, sent my husband an email and said, I love your site, but I really want to work with Amy. Can you please set up a meeting so she can be my financial planner?
Awesome.
That was a $2,500 engagement within 2 weeks, because she finally spoke her own truth in a way that actually landed for people. Because here's why this is important. Everybody wants more clients fast. They want more of the right clients fast. They don't want to suffer in obscurity any longer than they have to. So what tends to happen is people land on your homepage to read about what you're up to. If they like what the company is about, they're invariably going to want to know whose name is on the door. So they're going to read about you. If they don't like what they find when they get there, it's that run, Forrest, run reaction in the opposite direction, and the transaction is lost forever. I don't want that to happen. If people like what they found on the homepage enough to take another card and find out about you, I want there to be such a wonderful story there that they can't wait to ask for a consultation, send you an email to request an appointment, or buy whatever it is that you're selling. Do you have folks in your community that are interested in that?
I think so.
So if you really want to attract clients, I want you to think about the outcomes, the results, and the wow that you bring about for your client. And if you don't know, I want you to ask them, from their perspective, what kind of an impact have you made so that they can give you their own words to speak your wow? Because when they say, ignore this woman's talent to your own peril, or this woman is a word wizard that takes, you know, simple stories and turns them into client-attracting magnets, or this is a gal that takes you from the toil and trouble of running a business to actually having fun and making money while you do. When people actually give you those words and you weave them into your stories that you tell on your website and your marketing materials, when you speak one-to-one, all of a sudden you're speaking a language that people actually want to learn, and you get to be their guide.
Awesome.
So
what are some of the, I know you've told us all, like, I'm sure you've told people to do all this, and then you catch them doing bad things, bad habits, mistakes.
Well, this is a fun little acronym. I call it ABCDIY because there's some lessons for each of these letters of the alphabet that are hopefully memorable, will help you get it right out of the box. A, the biggest mistake is not thinking about who your audience is. Target your message to the decision maker that you're trying to influence. If you're trying to attract a client, it's a totally different audience than if you're trying to invite a speaking engagement. And so don't make the mistake that one size bio suits all situations, because it's not true. A is arrogance. The emperor has no clothes. You're making bold claims and not offering any proof, or you're so at arm's length that people don't feel comfortable reaching out and journeying forward together. Affable, likable. Are you likable? If people don't like you, they're not going to do business with you. So when you're sharing your story, make sure you're targeting those things. B would relate to boring, blah, 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 and boilerplate. If it says author, speaker, coach, next, it's like, okay, bye-bye. But if you're a game-changing publicity expert, if you're a career-changing life coach, if you are electrifying audiences and inspiring sales teams one provocative presentation at a time, that's so much different than saying author, speaker, coach. Every one of those folks is also an author, speaker, coach, but they found a way to say it that has some juice. C relates to content, the right size for the right situation. Two lines of text for the radio, one paragraph for a podcast. I love it when, you know, on my website, on my About page, I have a 6-word bio, a 50-word bio, a 100-word bio, and you're probably thinking, who cares about Nancy? Well, the fact of the matter is, I think I've done 200 interviews in the last 3 years, really. And every host has asked for something different. They'll ask for a more personal bio, a more anecdotal bio. They've asked for a really professional bio, short, long, everything in between. When I prepare a story that I like, I post it to the About Me page of my website from the least number of words to the most, because I know that 24/7, around the clock, around the world, somebody's going to be landing there and looking for my bio and wanting to find the perfect fit solution for what it is that they need, and I want to be able to give it to them without having to do that 11th-hour scramble, and I want to have the confidence that they're introducing me properly and speaking about my qualifications in a way that I know is accurate. And if you are serious about getting known and getting paid and having this leveraged opportunity to share your message with more of the right people, you do yourself and every event host and meeting planner a huge service by being ready before you go. Because if you trip and don't do it right, not only will you mess up on that opportunity, but you'll miss out on all the wonderful referrals you could get for doing it right the first time. Just curious, Gina, have you ever hosted a telesummit or a series of interviews where you were counting on people to submit all your materials ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any nightmares to share in that regard?
Yeah, I have one person in particular who, I'm just thinking of my assistant who, like, sends me these crazy emails like, I can't stand dealing with this person. You know, they're doing this and they're doing that. They don't have their stuff not prepped. She's like, I'm finding mistakes in it. I'm editing it. This is crazy. And they keep changing it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, don't, you know, it's like, ah, I'm sorry. And, you know, and then you say it, and you feel like you know this person has something worthwhile to say, and yet what they've written is going to sound bad, and so you have to completely toss it out. And I don't think that's good because, you know, for me, someone who doesn't know you very well, I'm not going to do you justice unless I know you incredibly well, and I still may not do you justice because I may say what I want to say but not saying what you think would be best to attract your ideal, you know, clients.
Well, and you see, I'm guessing that this person who was kind of a pill is not somebody at the top of your list that you're going to recommend and refer to other folks that are asking for great speakers. Am I getting
it's
that
so
right?
It's so true. Yes, we already decided, like, no more. Not going to have this person back.
So you know, the point is that, you know, how you do everything is how you do everything. If you're a last-minute Susie, leave to the last minute, don't care about being prepared, that doesn't show a lot of respect for your host, your audience, your potential client, and that doesn't reflect well on you.
And even just not having it be professional, because I think if you don't have a professional bio, it doesn't make you look like you should be here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did we invite you to the party?
Well, and when there's so much competition for quality talent, a little preparation is a powerful differentiator. Because
yeah.
If you are at a major media outlet or the host of a fabulous telesummit, and you have your choice between brand A and brand B, and brand B, when you go to their website, they have everything you want and more, and brand A is just so unknown, you're not going to take a chance on someone who's unproven. So even when you're unproven, if you're super prepared, you get a leg up over folks who may not be available. That has been my situation. Goodness gracious, I'm the hardest working gal in show business. You know, I may not be the biggest and the most, you know, but I'm the best prepared, and that's why I get invited back. Be a pleasure to work with in every way. D stands for differentiation or failure to differentiate. If you haven't made clear what sets you apart in clear, compelling, and memorable terms so that people totally understand it and also want to invest into it to get the relief, you're not going to get very far very fast. I is one of the biggest mistakes people make, which is with every sentence starts with I. I am wonderful. I am fabulous. I am award-winning. And all the I's in the, you know, what I like to quip is that when you start every sentence with I, all the other vowels are lonely. It's who is your ideal client? If you could speak to your ideal client in terms of what's in it for them before you start talking about yourself, you can attract a client a lot faster. And then the why, I say this with a wink and a grin, stands for yada, yada, yada. Because so many people put too much information, too much irrelevant information, too much extraneous information. They have so much content without any subheadings that it just looks like this big foreboding block of text that has people running in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of a Mozart, and someone was critiquing a competitor's symphony, and someone said, too many notes. Nice music, but there's too many notes. Only get to the meat of the matter so people actually want to take another step. So what I thought might be fun is I would really love to make over someone's bio. Is somebody interested in doing that? Because I think it would really be fun for the bio doc to take a look at somebody. I know we have a few guests on the phone. Gina, do you think that would be fun to do?
Of course, yes.
So I see we have some guests calling in. If you would like to hit *2 on your telephone, you can raise your hand, and I can actually go to the website that you want me to go to and take a look at your story, and we can have a little chat. Is there anyone feeling particularly ready to welcome the bio doc to let the healing begin for that boring bio that may be out there? I'm also going to go over to the webcast to see if there's anybody there that would like to ask me that. I'm going to the Q&A to see. Someone says, from Thomas from upstate New York, I am game to have you take a look at my bio. Gina has given me some great tips so far. Can you give me even more? So I'm going to go there, and if y'all want to go there with me, I'm copying. It's thethrivevibe.com, and I'm just going to pop this in here and see what I see when it gets there. Time to thrive. Quit feeling powerless in your own life. It's time for you to discover the infinite source of power within you. Time to move, get energized, and live the life you were born to. Time to live your best life. Now it's your time to thrive. Get free. Okay, so I'm just going to go to your bio first. About. So I already know that what this site is about because I'm going to find my infinite power within. I'm just commenting on your homepage while we're there. Get free Thrive Quotes daily and monthly newsletter. Opt in here. So you're absolutely inviting me to become part of your community by giving me something of value that I absolutely want because it's time to thrive. And you're inviting me to connect with you on social media. And it says, athletes, performers, auto mechanics, hairstylists, and school children all have one thing in common. They all benefit from a form of guidance called coaching. Coaches, teachers, professors, and mentors have helped people learn, grow, and achieve for centuries. So why is it that we graduate from high school, college, or vocational training and we think we can easily manage the complexities of our lives completely on our own? Everyone at one time or another can benefit from life coaching, especially when we're feeling stuck, burned out, run down, or just plain lost. Coaching with Thomas will help you address the internal and external forces that are holding you back from living the life you want. Okay, I have a comment about that, but I'm going to read about you first. Change your life now. Stay inspired. Get inspired. Stay inspired. So just bear with me while I read this. It's amazing how many people I meet feel they have no power. Life has become... I'm Thomas Werner, and I bring a fresh and exciting approach to life coaching with Time to Thrive. I guide clients to rediscover their true selves, infinite power within, and I've been leading individuals and groups to do just that since 1999 by creating personal sessions and workshops that inspire people to pursue the goal of abundance they deserve. Time to Thrive coaches individuals and groups to live their best lives now. How did I make the change? What happened next? This is your story. I see some very good things here. And one thing I want to say, Thomas, and I hope you're paying attention, is on your homepage, one of the things that I'm noticing is that you don't name and claim your ideal client. You mention athletes, performers, and mechanics, and hairstylists, and school children who have the thing in common about benefiting from coaching. But it could be potentially confusing to folks who are looking for a coach, thinking that those are the people you work with, and maybe they won't read it as carefully as I just did. But I want to, are your people moved to make a change because things are not right now and they're absolutely ready to make a change? Are they men? Are they women? Are they people of a certain age? If we don't name and claim our ideal client with great specificity, people might wonder if it's a one-size-fits-all kind of situation. Do you help everybody or do you help just a certain group of people? There's a lot of power in naming and claiming a particular audience that you can serve in only the way that you can. The other thing I'm noticing on the homepage, which is relevant because that's the first place people go to find out about you, nowhere on the homepage does it say anything about the dozens or people that you've whose lives have been transformed so far. I don't know how many people you've served to create this powerful transformation right out of the box. So I don't know about any proof just yet, and I think proof is a powerful teacher, and I also confess that I'm not able to watch your video while I'm on this call, so that may be putting me at a little bit of a disadvantage. But your ideal audience is not called out, and I think the results that you bring about for them are not proven in a compelling way. And then when I go back to your About Me page, I'm looking to know about your credentials, too. What qualifies you to do this? You have a fresh and exciting approach, but it's based on you left your corporate job to start your coaching and wellness practice, and you've worked with private clients and couples and led seminars. So if you want to have sold-out seminars, I want to know more about the seminars and what's so special and different about them. So here again, I'm going to your navigation, and I'm looking to see if there's a tab that says seminars, and there isn't one. There is one that says speaking. So I wonder if you could change your navigation to be more specific to the seminars versus the speaking, or if it's both, because that's not clear. So what I'm doing, Gina, how's this landing for you? I know you probably know this client very well, so
I just had a quick session with him, so I'm thinking this is good based on what I've he and I talked about. He made some changes since then, but I love, like, you're getting really, like, in there, like, hey, make it clear, make it easy based on what you say you want. What you're talking about down here is to be congruent everywhere.
Well, and on the homepage, this is a really good tip. Is someone actually called this to my attention about my own site a few years ago, and sometimes our brilliance is hiding in our blind spot, and we can't even see things. We've got your homepage, and then it says about, then it says coaching, speaking, thrive. What is the, you know, they're on the homepage, maybe they want to learn about you, then it's like, hire me. I speak. You know, what do you really want people to do? So make sure it's logical. One of the other things I'm noticing about this site is the typeface is really small. And the reason I bring this up is I was talking to someone the other day, and she told me that her ideal client was a woman over 50 years of age. And she had hired a web designer who was 20-something to create her beautiful website. The challenge was is the type size was so small that her ideal client would have to put their nose to the screen to be able to read it. So knowing who your ideal client is and how old they are is really helpful, because you can make the size of your type friendly to the people you're here to serve. If they don't want to read it, they're not going to get very far. So I hope that's helpful to you, and I'm just going to go over and see if he has anything to say about it, what I've said, because it's, I know it's personal. Oh, he says, yes, I'm busted. Gina laid much of this out. Busted, definitely busted. He says, what's the best way to lay out your credentials? Well, there's all kinds of ways to do it, Thomas, and one of the things that you might do is you could say something like, since 1999, Thomas has been guiding seekers of change to make profound change so that they can live their best life now. His ideal clients tend to be men in their 20s who are breaking free of the cubicle and looking for a better way. Since 1999, scores and scores of clients have made that transition successfully following his time-tested and proven advice. Here are some things that they've said about him. You know, ignore this guy's peril, talent to your own peril, finally found the perfect thing I should be doing, my icky life is in the rearview mirror, I have you to thank, something like this. Then all of a sudden it's like it's all about the results, right? So it's, and then you can say something like, a graduate of this coaching school and this college program, perhaps my greatest accomplishment are the jewels in the crown of the clients that are living happy lives everywhere in the world because we, our paths crossed. And then you can sort of list your credentials if you want to, but really remember always that people are going to be buying the outcome. I graduated from college I don't know how many years ago, and nobody's ever asked me in the last 10 years where I graduated, but what people want to know is did they get results because they worked with me? And if they get results and they're willing to sing their praises, it makes it a lot easier for people to say yes. So if I were you, I would ask some of your clients. It says raves, and that's pretty good. But you've got all these raves in a small type with nothing called out in particular. So superb, I feel like $1 million. What if that was bigger so that people didn't have to squint to see all the raves? I'm doing wonderfully well. I've had an amazing shift in energy. I'm looking forward to my next class. I don't know how expensive it is to do your program, but I want a more specific result in that testimonial. If you go to, it says, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2008. I started sessions with Tom. He gave me some meditations and small practices to work with. He helped me maintain a positive life approach, keep my mind calm, offering vibes whenever I saw him. I call them vibes because I can't actually explain the amazing sensation. Here, as of 2009, cancer-free, I credit Tom for a huge part of my healing. That is a sassy soundbite that needs to be called out in bigger type so that when people are skimming to get the gist of it, they get the wow immediately without having to squint. If I was everyone on this call who's listening in, make sure your testimonials have sassy soundbites that summarize the text below it so people can get the big idea and want to journey forward with you as their guide. Because right now, they all kind of run together, and I think they should stand out. So there you have that. So let's go back to the slides. I know we've been talking for about an hour here, and I want to just cover a couple other things that I think might be useful for folks that are tuning in. So how you show up on paper is one thing. The words do matter, but how you show up matters perhaps most of all. So earlier in the call, we were talking about these last-minute Susies and people that provide too much or too little or too late information. And if you don't provide the right content for the right situation, you pretty much don't get what you ask for. So I hope one of the takeaway lessons that you have here is that you want to be on time, on target, and on the money. And I also want you to be prepared, because I am someone who writes bios for people and helps people write bios for them, you know, for themselves. And I tell people, be prepared. Bio emergencies are very costly. And not long ago, one of my clients who had been listening to these calls again and again said, oh, yeah, Nancy told me I needed to get my bio ready. But the thing of it was, she never did. And so one Thursday afternoon, Microsoft asked for a proposal, and she was to submit a six-figure proposal to get an executive coaching gig with Microsoft, and she called with her hair pulled out saying, Nancy, I've got a bio emergency. What can I do? What can you help me? Help me, help me. Well, I don't like bio emergencies, but we deconstructed it, and the bottom line was she got the gig. People ask me all the time, why does this matter? Why does this matter? If opportunity knocks on your door and you're able to reply right away and make a winning first impression and speak your truth in a way that only you can and deliver an outcome that only you can do, and you actually get the gig within a day, is it worth it? Really? I think it is. Are you still there, Gina?
I am. I agree. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So what if, you know, just go dream for a moment, the perfect decision maker landed on your About Me page, or a meeting planner landed on your site, or an influential reporter called and wanted to interview you. Can you feel your heart racing? Would you be ready? Because if you are, you can respond like a pro with a message you love that turns heads every time. There's no more 11th-hour scramble. There's no more message point SOS. There's no more dropping any other high-priority balls to catch the one you weren't expecting. No more bio emergencies. You were talking earlier, Gina, about working so hard and not having enough results to show for it. These last-minute Susie things make us all pull our hair out and wonder why we can't show up better. It can all be easily avoided, because when you are ready, when the opportunity calls, you make a great name for yourself. You do a great job. You get invited back. Opportunities calling your name. You're ready for anything, and you have clients that can't wait to work with you. And these are the kinds of outcomes that my clients are having time and time again, and that's why I'm on this mission in the first place, because if people can go from muddle to clarity to cash, you know, I think the world would be a whole lot better. So what I want for everyone who's listening, both live and on the replay, is for you to have a message that excites you and attracts your clients. Because when you do, the sky is the limit. You can submit your articles and make to the online article portals. You can earn a column in the local newspaper. You can make pitches. You can send press releases. You can do guest blog posts. There's so many things that you can do when you're ready. You get bigger audiences, bigger stages, bigger opportunities, and bigger cash by showing up like a pro every time. But if you're not ready, reality really can bite. And that's why I wanted to make a special offer for all of you so that you would be moved to take some action. I've created a bundle of products that I'm very proud of, and it's called Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium. And within this bundle is every tool you need to easily and quickly create every story you need for every occasion and to feel great about the stories that you share so that you can get known to get paid. People tell me that client attracting bio template number 3 within Bye Bye Boring Bio is worth its weight in gold for attracting the perfect clients fast to get those 5-figure, 6-figure, or even 3-figure engagements that you need right now. So one of the things that I'm super excited about is that, you know how I did a bio makeover for the nice gentleman who asked for help? Everyone who treats themselves to this tool gets a chance to come to the BioDoc office hours to get help from me. I'm doing another call on Friday, and you can call in and get help, and I will look at your bio live and on the spot, and I will make it better. You always go to the front of the line. And if I can make some suggestions that would make your story better so you could attract a client in record time, wouldn't that be worth it?
Mm-hmm.
I also want you to know that I am in this gratitude mode. I'm going to be doing this. The bio doc is on office hours on the 16th of November and also on the 30th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm also likely going to be doing them once a month into the new year. So if you are still backed up with holiday plans and you can't quite put pen to paper, when you treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, you get to show up for any of these calls and always go to the front of the line to get help. And your story can be an example to others of how to transform from boring to fabulous in short order. And because I want to make this as absolutely irresistible as possible, I'm in this gratitude mode where I'm giving back to all of my clients. This bundle, the retail value of it is $197. And you've already heard examples of people who've gotten five, six, and beyond gifts of new clients because they told their stories well. Well, now you get to save $50 in addition. So when you go to authenticvisibility.com/GinaPremium, there's a little promotional box where you can apply this coupon code, 50GIFT, no punctuation, just F50GIFT, and you can save $50 immediately. So this bundle will deliver to you digitally, and you can get started on writing a better bio right this very minute, knowing that you've gotten the best possible deal, and you also have access to me during these bio doc as in calls to make your bio better. So I hope that that's intoxicating to you to invite your action. If you'd like to go ahead and at least read about it, go to authenticvisibility.com/GinaPremium, GEANNAPREMIUM, and read about what all the thousands of folks have said about how powerful this tool was for them to transform their story from wallpaper to wow so that they could attract clients now and get this anxiety about their story in the rearview mirror forever.
I think it's awesome. And, you know, I wanted to say one thing when you were talking. I just know, because I look at people's websites all the time, all day long, and it really is, when something's hokey, that's the best way I know how to describe it, is like hokey, cheesy, not put together, not polished, it instantly makes me, like, takes it down a notch from, like, I don't feel like this person's professional. And they could be a rock star in their industry, but it is first impression, and it really is so important. Like, it's like, because we know we just throw something up there. We don't know what to do. We do, you know, we're just trying to get something up there. We rack our brains for the right things to say, and then we get frustrated, and then we just put something up just to have something up on our websites often. And it really, it's not polished, and it isn't beautiful. And I think this is a screaming deal, and you should all take advantage of Nancy. I think she rocks. I've had many conversations with Nancy. I've watched her transform. You just saw what she did for Thomas. I was thinking, Thomas is going to have to go back and listen to that recording again, because if that were me, I would have been writing everything down as fast as I could.
Well, you know, that's been the funnest thing about this bio doc is in thing. And this is something also the powerful lesson for all you, for folks to learn from is, does it ever happen that you hear clients making the same request again and again, but for whatever reason you can't hear it because you've got your eye on some other ball?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a really authentically transparent comment I'm making about my own business. For the last 3 years, people have been asking me, could you please take a quick look at my bio and make it better? Won't you please do that for me? And I've been resistant to do it because the one-on-one approach is just not workable. It just wasn't workable. People weren't wanting to pay for that, but they wanted me to spend my valuable time offering that consultation. And I thought, well, how can that be a win-win for everybody? So taking a nod from Lucy Van Pelt of the Peanuts cartoon, I thought, I'm going to set up my virtual lemonade stand, and I'm going to help people make their bios better on the spot. And I'm going to demonstrate my generous, authentic approach and give value in real time, just like a regular person would notice on a website, but I've just looked at so many websites, I know I could offer value in real time. I started doing this in a group scenario, and I've been so excited to see hundreds of people tune into these free calls and telling all their friends and saying, my gosh, thank you so much for sharing that insight with me that was hiding in plain sight. Now I know what to do and I can feel confident doing it. Well, what's beautiful for me is this is my unique brilliance. This is what I'm really here to do. And the more people I can do it for, the better the marketplace will be. This is my gift. So I want to help as many people as possible. But it really does mean that people have to have a useful template or two or five. And there are 10 templates within Bye Bye Boring Bio that you can apply to get your speaker profile ready, your bio for your website, your homepage, your Twitter profile, your LinkedIn profile, you name it, it's all in there. But if you actually use the tool, all of a sudden everything comes together with grace and speed and you're not struggling anymore and actually you're attracting clients. And, you know, if you can have fun and make money and not be struggling anymore, then I feel like I will have done my part. So I hope I've made a friend in everyone who's on this call today that you can feel my commitment to your success and that I want to help you. And the bio doc calls are just great. So go ahead and treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium by going to authenticvisibility.com/GinaPremium. And when you enter the word 50 gift in the coupon box, you'll save $50 too. The key is you absolutely must act by December 2nd to enjoy that benefit. So I hope you're suitably inspired to take action now and make this toolkit part of your business success library that gets used and reused again and again every time you reinvent. Because goodness gracious, we're all doing that just about every day. Don't you think, Gina?
Often, yes, often.
So I'll just check and see if anybody has any questions still. I got some lovely love notes from folks that said thank you for being so generous and that was right on and so much gratitude and thanks so much and that sort of thing. So I'm so glad y'all could be here. And Gina, I'm so grateful that you would invite me to present this information to your tribe. I hope you found it useful and that everyone's listening did.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I gotta get Nancy to help me.
Well, and this is, I guess, one more thing that I would say is that if it's been 6 months or longer since you've reviewed your story, go to your story today and ask yourself, is this an accurate reflection of who I am, what I do, and who I do it for? Is this the best possible, most up-to-date expression of what you're here to do? Every 6 months, update your story so it tells your story in the most winning way possible. And make sure all of your stories across all your social media platforms are consistent so your potential clients have a consistent experience meeting you wherever they find you. Because one of these days they're going to say, I'm ready for Gina right now, and you want it to be them to be asking you about the current products, services, and offerings that you offered that you can't wait to bring to market and not the things that were retired 6 months ago. You know, it's just a good wake-up call. Here we are in November. Let's take a look and make sure we're telling the most current, relevant story and feeling great about it. And if we need to bring in the reinforcements, my goodness, Nancy Jutton is standing by to be of service. The bio doc is in. This is how I'm here to help, and I would just so love to have everybody have that level of confidence and steadiness that they're on the right path and doing it well and right. So I so appreciate this opportunity to share this information.
Thank you so much, Nancy. This was awesome. I loved it.
Okay, well then I guess we've pretty much covered everything. We have a couple of stragglers on the phone here. If you'd like to raise your hand, I'll happily look at your bio if you're feeling brave. There's an area code 718 and another one 781. If you'd like to raise your hand, hit *2. And if you're not feeling super brave, you can join me on Friday and listen to the call that I'm doing on Friday. I'll be doing one bio makeover right after the other. Oh, wait a minute, someone raised their hand. Hot dog. The 781 guest. Hello.
Hello, it's Kim Ravita. Hi, Gina.
How are you? I'm good.
Nancy.
How are you?
Good. Thank you. I am being very brave because after hearing everything that you said, I'm not even sure I'm on the right page.
Oh, dear. Well, where will I find you online?
It's kimravita.com. So it's spelled Kim, K-I-M, R, A, V as in Victor, I, da.com.
Okay. I'm going there now. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get until you get there.
Exactly. But I've enjoyed your call, Nancy, very much. I've really taken
good.
A lot in today.
Good. Kim Ravita, life is really simple. Let's stop making it complicated. Do you want to love your reflection? Do you constantly make the decision to eat healthier, get more exercise and reduce stress, but haven't yet been successful yet? you want to have easy systems to get out of the overwhelm that keeps you holding you back? Do you want to be healthy, wealthy, energized so that you have the confidence in yourself to be the person you want to be? Do you want to achieve these results quickly with fun, enjoyment, and ease? Great news. You can absolutely have all these things and more. Loving your reflection is about learning to how to be you, unique, and special. My name is Kim Revita, and together we can create a unique and special program that is fun, enjoyable, and easy. We'll design a program personally for you every day so that no time in your life that you'll have the lifestyle that's truly you, fast, simple, and effective. I will be with you as you walk along this path, but it's up to you to take the very first step. Sign up for my free special report on the right-hand side, and let's get you on the way of loving your reflection. Well, I have a feeling that you are an image coach who helps people look in the mirror and smile instead of run the opposite direction.
And that's interesting. I'm technically a life and fitness coach. And so I love how you said an image coach.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the words to see what they're pointing me to.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I kind of got the gist of it, but do you know how I got the gist of it and fed it back to you just immediately, just like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your readers should be able to do, too, without having to read between the lines, which is what I had to do. I had to read between the lines to figure out what you are and who you do it for. And I want you to get there faster.
And I wrote down in big letters, name and claim, your ideal client, because
yes,
I know
indeed.
I haven't done that.
Is it women? Is it men?
It is, for me, it's women, yes.
Okay, and so it says, life is really simple. Let's stop making it complicated. That is not really very specific about the outcome that you bring about for your ideal client. Love your reflection in the mirror. Start today. Love your, you know, fit, fabulous reflection in the mirror. Start today. Start your journey today. It's more specific. Because life is really simple. Let's stop making it complicated. Could be about anything.
Correct.
It could be about people that are disorganized. It could be about people that are making life too hard and want to make it easy. But what you do is having something to do with feeling fit and fabulous, healthy and wealthy and everything about their health. And you're not calling that out in the most important, powerful way that you could.
Okay.
Then it says, are you feeling overwhelmed with all you have to do and not having any fun in your life or business? Find out how you can easily bring fun into your life with my free report, 5 Fun, Fabulous, Easy Ways to Love Your Reflection, Love Your Life, and Love Your Business Now. If you're helping people love their reflections, their lives, and their businesses, I think you've taken on a really heavy, heavy burden, and people are going to think you're trying to do everything for everybody but not any one particular thing extraordinarily well.
Mm-hmm.
So could you narrow your focus? Because, like, someone would go to Gina for help with their business because
right.
that's where her focus is. But is that where they go when they need that? You're trying to cover too many arenas with one large block of text, and I think you should narrow your focus.
And you're right. When I first started, I did not know where I was going. I am paving the way ever so slowly, but getting there. So thank you
so,
very much.
So, you know, if you don't know where you're going,
any road will take you.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what Al said to the Cheshire Cat or somebody like that. So I want you to really name and claim. You know, a lot of times one of the biggest mistakes that folks make is they get busy writing their bio on their homepage without first identifying who their perfect client is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the problem with that is if you don't name and claim that ideal client, nothing else builds on a solid foundation because you're trying to be everything to everybody and you're not being the perfect thing to the perfect people. And you don't have to serve everybody. You just have to serve the right people who love what you have to offer.
Right.
So when I go to meet you on the page, I want to tell you what I am rather than simply about me. There are no results on this page about what amazing things you're doing for people. Have you worked with folks?
I have, yes. My website is about a year old, and I did start it. I got it done rather than perfect, and at that point I did not have clients.
Okay. Well, then create it with the idea that that's the outcome that you want.
Right. I couldn't use that a year ago, but yes, thank you. Great, fabulous advice.
Sometimes there's so much money that's spent on pretty web designs and pretty tabs and pretty reports and all kinds of wonderful things. But if we don't identify, you know, who it is, why we do it, what happens for people when they get it, and make it easy for them to buy. Like, I'm on your programs. It says, I offer several private and group coaching programs, to contact me to learn how they can fit into your lifestyle and budget. What I like to be able to recommend, or want my clients to be able to do, is have at least three ways people can engage with you and give them the details right then and there. Because why would they call you if there wasn't enough juice there for them to want to even take another card?
Right.
You know, if you were to go to my website at AuthenticVisibility.com, there's a free report called the Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid quiz. Take that quiz. It's free. It delivers to you automatically. And it asks you 15 questions. Do I name and claim my ideal client right out of the box? Do testimonials speak my wow? Do I have at least three powerful ways to enroll clients into my paid offerings? Just answer these questions without any shame or upset. Just say, what's my score? At the very least, when you take the temperature, you'll know where to focus. And I also offer you different ways that you can get the help that you need if you should be moved to want to get more help. But at least I'm making it easy, because one of my best clients and friends, Alice Cunningham, owns a $10 million hot tub company, and the advice she gave me was, make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. Right now, because there's no testimonials here, I can't feel comfortable saying yes, because I don't, you know, there aren't wonderful referrals.
Right.
You're not making it easy for me to buy, because you have to make me call you, and that sounds like I'm going to have a sales conversation, and maybe I'm not ready to have a sales conversation. Maybe I just want to do my homework. Easy to buy, easy to own, easy to refer. So you can see that just some of these things that we've talked about, if you were to take immediate action on them, I think you would find that you would be making powerful steps forward to attract more perfect clients. But you really got to nail that niche. Even when it's a brand new company, who do you want to work with? And sometimes, and this will help you jumpstart it, whoever you are and whatever your journey is oftentimes very close to the ideal client that you absolutely want to serve and feel called to serve. So if you're alone in your room and you have a yellow legal pad and you can say, who am I? I am a woman of this age. I have had this kind of a journey. This is my struggle with weight, health, or fitness. This is why I'm qualified to help people travel this journey. Am I getting this right, that you have your own journey there that makes you particularly skilled in this area?
Yes.
Okay. See what I just did there? You're pretty close to your ideal client. You just have to sort of name her and claim her. And let her know she found you right out of the box. You know, on my website it says, if you're a somewhat introverted spotlight seeker who has a mission for good and you need to get it out there, I'm here to help you. You know, those are my people. And either they love me or they don't. At least I'm spending more time with the right people, and that's what I want you to be able to do, and everyone who's on this call. So I hope that's helpful. Are you feeling pretty good?
I am, and I'm super excited because I am in the process of making changes. And Gina knows this because I've worked with her too, and I was supposed to change my free report text. And, of course, I'm busted too because I didn't do it either.
Well, you know, imperfect action is beautiful, so congratulations for taking imperfect action. Try to get to the meat of the matter quicker on your free report. Make the free report bigger and fewer words in the box. I think I have an example on my webpage that's working pretty well for me. And I'm going to do a BioDoc is in call on Friday, so if you're going to make some improvements between now and then, remember, everyone who's a purchaser of Bye-Bye Boring Bio Premium always goes to the front of the line. So if you're still thinking about doing that, you can go to AuthenticVisibility.com/GinaPremium, and you can read about this wonderful program and take action. And when you write 50 gift in the promo box, you save $50. So we're spending $147 to getting everything you need to prepare and share your story so you can prosper in the spotlight. And you get me too, the bio doc, calling you on your stuff so that you don't trip when you go out there, so you can attract more perfect clients more readily and get on the business of getting on with it. Sound pretty good?
It sounds fabulous, and I want to thank you. The whole call was fabulous, and just this little bit of laser coaching was amazing.
Well, it's my pleasure. There's plenty more of that where this came from, so, you know, let's be buddies. Right? So I'm gonna lower the hand and see if there's anyone else that wants to ask me anything, and then I know we're about 11:20, so I want to be respectful. Gina, is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
I think this was awesome. I think everybody should get this. I'm freaking even more in love with you. Thank you so much.
You know, it's so funny. I've been going to events lately, just showing up Nancy Unplugged, just showing up the very best Nancy I can be. And the last couple of times I've gone places, people have stepped up to the microphone and said, I've got this amazing girl crush on Nancy Judden. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, it makes me so happy. Because if you can find a way to be you and help people in the ways that you're here to help them and actually have fun doing it, you can make fun, have fun, what is it? Make money, have fun, and have it all at the same time. And that's really what I want everybody who's listening to enjoy. And I know that's what you help people do, really love their lives, love their businesses, and make a big difference and enjoy the process. So I'm so glad we could have this time together, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. If you happen to be listening to the replay, remember that the call to action to save the $50 expires on December 2nd. So go ahead and take advantage of it. And go ahead and tell your friends to do the same, because the BioDoc will be in just about every month in the new year, and you can get that help you need without, you know, breaking the bank. And if you can get a six-figure gig or a five-figure gig or a four-figure gig because you told your story well right out of the box, well, I think that $147 is pretty good investment to get that outcome, and I hope you agree.
I think it's such a bargain. It's such an easy yes.
So, Gina, I look forward to seeing you and talking with you again, and I thank you so much for this opportunity and for everyone who's listening and who will listen in the future. Always remember, it's your story. Tell it well, and if you can't do it on your own, bring in the reinforcements. I am here to help. I am Nancy, the BioDoc Judden. So with that, I say thank you, and Gina, thank you so much. Anything more you want to say?
Nope. Thank you again. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, everyone. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.